No, I don't care. I don't care. Don't care. Can't even hear you. Don't want to hear you. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Shut up. Ugh! Okay? You have my attention now, okay? What is your issue? Yeah, I'm turning your DVD off. Because guess what? It's not your DVD. This is not your place. This is my place. Honestly, you shouldn't even be here when my sister's not around. Makes you wonder, do you have nothing else going on in your life? Anyway, that's why I'm changing DVDs. If you don't like it, you can just go on home. Oh, and one more thing. Stop perving on my ass. Okay, buddy. Stop trying to lie to me, okay? You're here all the time. I'm not blind. Do you think you're subtle or something? Oh my God, you do. Oh my gosh, you think I don't notice? That would be cute if you weren't so lame. But really, your eyes need to keep to yourself. If I've noticed, there's no way my sister's not noticed. I mean, like, I'm in front of the television right now. So you have a point. I know my ass doesn't exactly hide in these yellow shorts. I mean, it never hides in anything. But these are so small for me. That's actually why I love these shorts. But, like I said, it's my house. And I should be able to wear anything I want without even thinking about you and your interests. Obviously, you have a thing for asses. We've all seen my sister. But you have more than enough to look at with her. You shouldn't have your eyes jump across to me. Even if the bottom of my cheeks peek out from under my shorts, or if my thong rides up, or hell, whatever I feel like wearing that day, you're just going to have to exercise some self-control. Look how less you're complaining now. I think you're having trouble focusing. Now that we're all alone and all done with your shitty show, I'm going to grab mine. Now. It's on the bottom shelf, and I mean, if another girl was in my place, it might be okay, but my sister and I, all our lives, that's just never worked out. I mean, especially when you're me. Like, we both have round asses, but mine is bigger. And it's not just round, it's so bouncy and big, so I just can't get away with what other girls can. Any shorts really hug me and walk with me. They show me off. I mean, sometimes it's fun. Let me grab my DVD. Now, where is it? I know I put it here somewhere. I'm sorry, I don't mean to wiggle. Oh, there it is. There we go. Hey, not that I should remind you, but have you seen the time? You were supposed to pick her up from work like 10 minutes ago. You are late. Oh my God, you are a complete loser of a boyfriend. Why she stays with you is so beyond me. You are seriously incapable. You're sitting here watching TV and, well, watching me. And picking her up was probably your one job all day. Yep. Oh, wow. You can move when you want to. You might want to change out of those pajamas, though. And don't forget the keys. Here, they're right on the table. Wait. I don't know why I didn't see this before. You know the way you come in here, treat the space like it's yours, stay around constantly, fuck her when I'm home without any consideration for the fact someone else lives here. I always thought you were the one making me suffer. Now I realize that you've been the one suffering. My ass is making you suffer. Tell you what, baby, you can leave now. Already late. You know you're going to get bitched out. Or, how about you sit back down on the couch and shut up? You can put your keys on the table, and you can watch me take these shorts off. Good. You made the right choice. Now, let me run my thumbs around the inside, loop to the back, and just slide the top out. Just halfway. Yes, I can see I have your attention now. Watch me move my hips in tight little circles. You're just begging with your eyes for it, aren't you? Tell me to drop the shorts. There you go. There you go. I guess today was a good day to wear my red thong. I feel like it gets a well-deserved look now. I can see your hands clasped pretty tightly, folded up together there. I see those shoulders hunched. You're entranced, aren't you? What if I pop it a little to the left and a little right? Head moving like a motion sensor camera. Maybe I'll just flatten my hands on the desk, arch my back, lean in, and twerk this round big bubble butt for you. Not complaining about anything now, are you? Not saying a fucking word. Watch me work it for you. Watch me work it. Do you like seeing those cheeks shaking? Watch that bounce. Imagine touching it. Imagine feeling both your hands on it. Imagine it running across you and bumping against you. I know what you want. You know what? This is a fucking good time for me. Take your cock out. You know you want to. Oh, now you want to hesitate? Take your cock out. I'll just spank myself hard for you. I can make it hurt if you want. That's it. One last one is gonna get it all red. Oh my gosh, it felt good though. Isn't that fucked? It felt so good for me. Let me draw my knees in and just pop in a little for you. I want to be able to look over my shoulder. Oh my god. Watching you pump your cock is pretty. Oh, it's pretty hot. Look at you. Does that feel good? I bet it does. Watch this big ass bump against my thong. Watch these cheeks clap. Feel your palm run up and down the full length of yourself. Squeeze its thickness for me. Oh, pump it a little faster. Oh, yes, baby. Mm. Oh, did I just take it away? Don't worry. Don't worry, your stupid little head. I'll tell you what. I'll make you a deal, but only because I'm wet. Let me slide my fingers down the front of my thong. Really wet. Oh, fuck. Look, you're already late. You already fucked up. You're already in trouble and you know it. Wait here. Wait for me. Don't you leave. When I come back, I'll have another surprise for you. Well, look who stayed put. Good boy. Now, as a reward, I'm going to keep this thong off. I'm going to slide off my shirt. Keep stroking. I'm even going to unhook my bra. You can see what I brought out now, right? Some nice, wonderful massage oil. Don't pick it up. You're already late. I'm gonna turn around again. And if I hear you pick it up, I'm gonna run away like this never even happened. Let it ring. Show her you don't care. I'll make it worth your while. I'm gonna pour the oil at the top of my cheeks, just a bit, really. Now, watch it light me up. Watch it glisten. Sometimes, I confess I really do this, and just look at it myself. Fuck, you have no chance. I'll straighten my back, bring my feet together, and rub it all in for you. Don't come, mister. You're waiting for me. You come and you're done. What's that? Oh, good idea. Let me make it clap for you and just up and down on the balls of my feet. Oh my god. Good idea. You know what? More oil. More oil, and I'll spread my legs for you. Put my breasts down on the desk. You can watch as it runs down my cheeks and into my crack. And I just push these cheeks together. Little fucking bounces. See that, baby? Don't answer that. Just watch. Just watch me play with myself from behind. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Daddy, that feels good. I think you've earned this. Stay sitting. I want you to spank me. Can you handle this? Me in front of you? Can you handle seeing it so big in your face? Spank it. Harder. Really slap it. Make it red. The other cheek. Again. Okay. Hold that phone in your hand. And watch me finger myself right in front of your face. Oh. And you know what? Oh, you know what? You know what, baby?
You're in deep shit now, you stupid fuck. That's all you get. Get your fucking hands off me. I'm getting my clothes. Enjoy your blue balls, asshole. Next time, give me the DVD player.